Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Family Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very good.
The sun is shining. It's beautiful out.
It is. I'm so glad spring is just around the corner.
Yep. So I understand Walk Kansas is about to come about.
That's right. It's actually starting just a little bit later this year, and we'll kick off on March 28th, and we'll conclude on May 22nd. And Walk Kansas is a team-based program that really encourages individuals to lead a healthier lifestyle, and it's also geared at helping to address some critical issues in our state as well. For example, less than half of all Kansas adults meet the minimum recommendation for physical activity each week of 150 minutes of exercise, and less than 10% of Kansans are eating enough fruits and vegetables. So the program really focuses on trying to encourage those behaviors. During the program, teams of 4 to 6 individuals form a team, and they select a person to be the captain. And then they also select from 1 of 3 physical activity goals that they can work together towards throughout the program. And then they log their minutes of physical activity each week, either online or report it to their team captain. And once those minutes are reported each week, those minutes are converted into miles on our online system. And then the teams can track their progress virtually across the state of Kansas on the Walk Kansas website. So this year, there are 3 different physical activity challenges that teams can choose from, and they are the same as last year. The first challenge is to explore and learn facts about the 8 wonders of Kansas, and requires each person on the team to log the minimum recommendation of 150 minutes or 2.5 hours of physical activity each week. The second challenge is where teams are able to follow a path diagonally across the state, and it requires each person to log 4 hours of physical activity each week. And for the adventurous groups, there is a final challenge that requires each person to log 6 hours of physical activity each week, and they go on a path from the Little Balkans in southeast Kansas and then up to Nicodemus. And even new this year, we do have an individual trail called the Purple Power Solo Trail, so an individual can participate in the program and not have to be a part of a team, and they can set their own physical activity goal that they choose for the program. Registration for the program can be found on the walkkansasonline.org. The cost to participate is $10 per person and is free to those who are with the state of Kansas and collecting HealthQuest for credits. Each participant also receives a weekly newsletter and recipes. And this year, new, we also have the option to participate in some weekly webinars where you can learn about different chronic diseases, including heart disease each week, osteoporosis, arthritis, mental health, and cancer. So teams, I know some are also excited sometimes to order T-shirts and apparel, and those can be purchased for an additional cost. So if you have additional questions or want to know more about the program, you can visit our website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu or call myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritus Saint Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.